Shara Aleph, Perik Dalet. This is probably the most gay period for why people learn Nashkain Shara Aleph, to give us probably the most concentrated besides and what's the gave for a person's Avodas Hashem. So Perik, as keeps it coming back, you probably heard a lot of times different parts of Shmuzah, but this is where Nashkain. He told us in the last previous program, he spoke about why a person is called Tzelem HaLakim. A person is connected to all the Kaychis and the Elamas. That means he has an effect. He's not only does a mice over here, but all his mice are affected. As a Kaych to do like Kaviyachal, like the Rebbeinu himself. The Rebbeinu set up the world that a person, when he does certain ma'asim, he's able to mashpia on, connect with the Rebbeinu Shalom, and he's like he who has a koyach in the bria of the mashpia on the whole world. So now he says like this. This is where he starts. Zois teiras ha'adam. This is why a person, the name Adam. Like it says in the Gemara that Daf and Klai Yisrael is called Adam, Atam Kriim Adam, Dumas Adam not called Adam. Right? Everyone knows the famous, over 100 years ago, it was a famous Bayless trial. So one of the times that the Shano Pirish makes what people who knew Talmud and try to bring all the kindness into court about against Klal Yisrael, because the Gemara says that the Umas Adam are called Adam. So he's saying the Farish that the Jews say that the Goyim are not Adam, they're not people, they're not humans. That was Kilo Kaina, one of the kindness of Akadak they looked at. So Baruch Hashem Hashem. But Al Minisrael, the Sadiq Adur and Gedol Adur, and knew how to get out of it. And they said that Umas Adam could be called Adam, not Adam Lashon Yachid. There's only one nation in the world which every single person in Klal Yisrael is connected to each other. It means if something happens, this trial here, the whole Klal Yisrael is davening for this trial here, this guy should get out of his court of being tried against killing someone, whatever, and whoever the libel was, and they're going to kill him. And everybody in Klal Yisrael cares about him. It's like some hostage over this side of the world, everybody cares about. A Yid is all Adam, one Adam, whole Klal Yisrael. Guy, any African who's getting killed, so the African's a big deal. Another African getting killed, he doesn't care about another African, it's his family, something else, but it's not his family, he doesn't care about it. So Atam Kriyam, they attached it to Atam Kriyam Adam, but only Yid didn't have this smile of being Adam, Rosh Yochid. Umas Adam don't have it. Rakhav Adam, we know that the Nemes of Jat is that Adam is a Yid has this Kayach of Adam, which means it has a Kayach connected to the whole. They have the power on the whole Bria. Listen to the words of Nachshain. Zois Teres Adam Kol Ish Yisrael Dafi Yisrael Al Yoimar Beliboy. Person should not say in his heart Chas V'Shalom Ki Ma Ani. This is Chizik Rei from Nachshain, but it's Emes Rei. It's not just Chizik Paul. This is words he's telling you. He's starting off and the people talk to themselves and say, what am I worth? What could I do? Ma koichi, what's my koyach? Lifo b'maisi ha-shveilim shumi in ha-boilo. What can I do? What can I do? My little maisi. You come in Yeshiva. There's a big mismatch. I'm 1 out of 600. No. A lot of people davening, also davening. A lot of people learning, also learning. Learning the less, learning more. You come to a shul, the homeless people there, one person there. Even their family sometimes a person feels like it. His family, the only ones that are very, very, very usually nicker and doing, the ones that make a lot of noise, or the ones that make a lot of trouble, or the ones, somebody's yuchid, be'emes yuchid. Okay, then we know it's very yuchid. A regular person. Ma ani, ma koichi lifo ma'isi shem shemini barilam. What can I do in this world? What can I do? I'm not going to leave a fingerprint on this world. Make a difference if I'm here or not here. If I make a difference, I'm a push the guy. Regular family, regular this. I don't know. Everybody has his way of looking at it, but this, everybody has his time to himself. Different stories. That's what neighborhood you brought up. But everybody has this type. That's where you are. But everybody has this type. Omnam says Loshen Dizel Shainas of Yavin. You have to understand and know. I haven't really read Yeda before Yavin, but he writes over Yavin V'Yeda. Now, what he's saying over Yikva means this has to be your main theme in life. It's your main, what am I doing? You have to, this is something that's going to affect everything you do. It's not just a idea, nafsh chaim beforehand. There is a mile about knowing that you know, you should know, I do mitzvah, big things are happening. No. Yovin v'yeda v'yikva v'machshava es liboy. This is how you have to live your life. This is something a person has to be etzem. To establish it, to put into his lathe. Shekol prote maisav v'diburov u'machshavoisav kol eis v'rega. Listen to the shyness of here. Every prat of either anything you act, action that you did, do, any word that you say, any thought that you're thinking about, kol eis v'chol rega lo yisavidu chas v'shol. Nothing gets lost. It's all the person is the whole time being mashpia on the whole bria, 24/7. How great is a person's even a pashta mitzvah, from what you call a pashti, which you said last week, there's no, you said nafsh chaim is, there is no. Pashta mitzvah, a guy did a simple maisa, something, a simple maisa, basic maisa with nothing at all. No big kavanas, no big nun, didn't know anything about it, just some kind of basic maisa. Ma rabu maisa ma'oid god lovaravash kol achas oyle kefishor shalifel pu'ulosav v'gorvei meroin barlamas v'tzak sa'oris al yoyim. Every single one of his mices, you don't have to have any kavana. The fact that you did it, any mice or dibur or machshava, has an effect to be piled on all the whole bria kula, olama, sachsuk, sa'iris, al yoyim. Every single person has the koyach to mafal. So he says, Ubeemes, here we come. This is really start thinking about it. I'm sure no one's coming back next week. Because if this is what it means, forget about it. If a person really understands that everything that he has, every dibur, and every machshava, and every mice that he does, has really effect on the whole bria. And you're not a nobody, you're really in control of some kind of big control tower of the whole bria. So he says to himself, a person has a little bit of a pachad. When he starts thinking about it on his heart, the person has all day, I'm not thinking what I'm supposed to be thinking, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, I'm not saying what I'm supposed to be saying, I'm not a whole bunch of things I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So it's like it's a shver matzah before I start. Says that a person has the ability to do more damage in the bria. A yid, again, posh yid, a regular person, a regular. Anyone who has a mitzvah says this later on. That says in the spoon is after the mitzvah, you get this kayak. This is what we're talking about. If you get the kayak after your mitzvah, that's what really happens. When mitzvah, the person comes, gets the kayak to be shelled on the bria. Even though we know there's a mile about Hebrew, PM should connect to Shabbat, there's a different reason, there's something else about it. But the real mile is that the yid becomes a mile about Adam is after the mitzvah. So a person has the choylus to damage more than maybe the biggest shrine in the world. It's a pella. Titus of Russia. Or the Zaina into the Kachikacha. No person ever stepped in Kachikacha. Except the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol never stepped in Kachikacha more than once a year. Kippur. And even then, if he wasn't exactly the Machshava that he's supposed to, he didn't come out alive. Baruch Hashem, he came out a lot of times, most of the times alive. So this Titus of Russia did the biggest, one of the worst Averis in Kachikacha. on a Sefer Torah, the Bokum Yimokum Kodesh Kachem, and it says over here in Achshachayim, Loyosu b'maseim shum gam b'kilpu klal amala. A guy does not have a koyach to be pagan any part of this world. For example, if you think about it, a little ant walking into Kodesh Kedoshim, that's where everything goes to sit back. Doesn't look like to be Kodesh. An ant in the world. Does he get punished, whatever he did? If he did it nicely, there was a gap. But when how's the pagan amala? Kiloi lohen chel v'shoyrish bar lomos el yoinah. They don't have a koyach. She yecholim and goya sham klav masem. They don't have a koyach. They can't touch. It's untouchable. Where they can't touch the bria, rak shebechad. Chatoenu esmaid v'tosh chaviyachu koyach gura shamala. It's a very hard thing to understand, but the koyach of titus, the koyach, forget about titus. Last thing you know, Hitler Machshavai, Kristallnacht. Okay, if you, anyone ever read or saw pictures, Kristallnacht was a night where hundreds of Bakhtin and Roshan were burnt down, with their sparring, with Sifri Torah and everything. Kferla. What it did to the Yidin, the feeling was no yonaros. And if we going to Nefesh HaChaim, it's Poshet, Lishon Safik. This is Torah's Emes. That all Kristallnacht was caused by Yidden, not by Goyim. They're not to be blamed for it. They're going to get punished. They're terrible people. A bunch of people are showing the riches. But it was done by a person. Once we were pagan in a certain part, in Bate Knesset, Bate Medrashas, in our, with our Averis, they had the koyach to do what they had. It means they had the koyach. About it was a rishis, not talking about them. Rather, but getting very upset at them, there's a lot of it that Klal Yisrael needed. It was not shy for Klal Yisrael to make Kristallnacht without Eden being over Averis before. It's not shy. The Beis HaMikdash could not have been burned down, says the Chazal, if not for the fact that Klal Yisrael with Averis have burned the Beis HaMikdash Lamala. The Beis HaMikdash Lamala means there's a replica of somehow there's a connection between a Beis HaMikdash Lamala and Matan. That's what it is. Every person really is the same thing. We have the replica. And the Beis HaMikdash Lamala, if it's intact with Kedusha and the mitzvah is done properly, no one can touch it. No matter what. They have hundreds of. Now, 500 million Arabs. So how many games? And if Christ was not doing what they're supposed to be in Chas HaShem, then it's Nishnira. Something terrible could happen. So it's all totally in the Beis HaMikdash Lamala. Once the Beis HaMikdash Lamala was messed up, then they have a koyach to do it. It was a terrible bizarre, no question about it. And a terrible feeling, it was desecration to Kedusha, it was a Chilul Hashem. But the Chilul Hashem, he says, is only cause, is not shy for them to do on their own. We were in the Mikdash Elyon. That he crumbled, the Beis HaMikdash that crumbled. You see, just like it was just like a fire. Imagine this siege just burning down Rahman al-Sam. He said it was all done already, it was all crumbled already. It was just like that last burn was done by the Goyim. But the Etzim was ready, the Averis caused it ready for the Turm to happen. Harekav and Hisseino Chrivu Noi Nover Maila. The Beis HaMikdash Shalamala was by 3 hours Averis. They only did. Imagine in our mind that there's a real person, a big, beautiful, massive, the nicest office building in the world. And next, before they built that building, they had a little replica next to it. They always have this little replica when they build a building, what it looks like. They show you beforehand what it's going to look like, the new yeshiva, it's going to look like, but they have a little, what's called these little models of, and they build it as a beautiful model. Mom's gorgeous. That's very what it's like according to the Nefesh HaChaim's mashal, according to Nefesh HaChaim's description of what's happening. That the koyach is all yad yid, not the goyim. No shayis, you don't have koyach. What happens through the goyim is only that what happened first by the yid. What it looks like to us now, flesh of our eyes, is that the goyim did it. And they're going to get punished for it. But it has the Makar and B'Shoirish. Yid himself was the one who Zeo Shespalt Avra Melech Al Vashalom Yoidea Kimevi Lamala B'Svach Eitz Kardumas Bikish Yashu Lekiil Lamala B'Shmei B'Rei Meharas HaBehemes Lenogo Shom Maisa Klav. It was a special tefillah that Dovra Melch davened that the goyim that did avos and they did terrible things. God, so Hashem, please be machshir like they did it. I don't know. You have to know what this means that you daven such a tefillah. If it's not shayach, so what's the tefillah about? What kind of feel is that if it doesn't really have the koyach? Hakaponim, this is the first chelik over here where he says again, Al yoyma ish beliba chas v'shalom. Every person has to tell himself, wake up and say, what am I worth? What am I going to do? What could I do? Could I do anything for Israel? Could I do anything for the world? Could I do anything for myself? I have a little bit of a little ant of it. What am I? No. Could I do anything in this world? Could I really be a mashpia in the world? Could I be a person mashpia? You always want a person mashpia. A person who will change the world. Mashpia in the world. Answer. It was a picture. I don't know. Like a, it was a match in my mind. Or Meir Shapiro who started a film. You know, a person who, one of the five people who last 100 years who changed the whole world was a major peril. He left the Hashpah in the world. But what can you do already to make a Hashpah in the world? Can I be a Hashpah in the whole world? Every single person, Yevin, V'yeda, V'yikva, Machshavos Liboy, called Prata and Maisa, V'dibur, Machshavosov. Every Machshav, every Dibur, every action, everything. Kol Rega, V'rega, is never, nothing's lost. Even though how great is every person Maisa that every single one is toil in worlds. So we're going to have to next week try to figure out, so when we have not such good thoughts, how do we take care of it, or what does Bansha want us to be, what Malachim over here, what is going on over here? But I'm a person that, so every time I'm after worlds, what's going on over here? I'm working my life, normal life over here, according to this. If you had really a video screen, what's really happening every time I do something, so I wouldn't live my life. At the bottom, this is that skull over here, of every single person. This parakan of Shayim is what Tiluda, one of the main reasons why people learn to take Shayim as a safer avoda, is for this parak, this concise form of Shayim, and spreads it out, according to the next three proper Kavanah in the safer.